far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
It will work.
No, it won't.
It will.
Hank ought to know.
Yes, we
will. Hold it. Ain't nobody gonna pay no attention to what's going on as long as I got their names up there. They finished?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what were you saying, Hank?
I was saying it will not work.
You were saying it will work.
When did I say that?
But just before the names.
Oh, well, if that's what I said, I'll stick with it.
Well, do whatever you want to with it, but I still say the whole idea ain't worth the powder to take you blow it to...
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Good morning.
To blow it to what? Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Hi.
Why don't we ask Mr. Douglas?
Why?
Well, he went to college.
Oh, that don't mean nothing. A lot of dummies come out of college, don't they, Mr. Douglas?
Well, I suppose there are.
Even if Mr. Douglas is a dummy, he'd know. Wouldn't you, Mr. Douglas?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's never kept you from answering before.
Fred, I was telling Fred that in a few years, it's very likely that all farming will be run that way. Don't you agree?
Agree to what?
You see? And he's one of those dummies that went to college. Mr. Douglas, do you know what this argument's about?
I haven't the faintest idea.
It's about computers. You know what they are.
Of course it does. The dummy went to college, didn't he?
Mr. Ziffo, I'm getting a little tired of...
You see, according to the department, in a few years, all farming will be done by computers.
Yes, I've read about that.
About what?
About farming being done by computers.
That's just what I was saying to Mr. Douglas. Oh, you're Mr. Douglas. Well, anyway, in the future, all farmers will not have to depend upon people like myself to get information about farming. I will be replaced by a computer.
I'll drink to that.
No longer will you come to me and ask, what shall I plant? You go to a computer and ask him. Well, it's not a him, it's... Well, it's not a her either. I don't know what it could be. Well, I guess a machine doesn't care what it is as long as it's well-oiled. I wish I were.
Mr. Douglas, I ask you, do you believe it's possible for one of them computers to tell us farmers what to plant?
Yes, it is.
Well, if you believe that, you're a bigger fruitcake than he is.
Mr. Ziffo,
you're suffering from swiveled raisins.
There is nothing wrong with my raisin.
I'll drink to that.
The day is coming when the farmer will depend on the computer for all sorts of answers to his farm questions.
Well, I don't need no computer to tell me what to do. I've got Doris.
She, too, can be replaced by a computer.
Well, I'll drink to that, but not the rest of it.
So Fred Ziffel and Mr. Kimball got into this big argument about computers.
What's that?
Computers, electronic brains.
Oh, like the kids ask Santa Claus for Christmas?
What?
You know, the choo-choo with the tracks.
Oh, no, you're thinking of an electronic train. I mean, electric brain, train brain, a computer.
See what I mean?
No, I don't see what you mean.
What about?
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Computers, they're great big machines that give you information on any subject. Where did that come from? You stupid!
Oh, poor darling!
Well, don't blame me. You've been asking for it.
I didn't know you were in there.
You got my nail in your head?
Here it is.
Oh, thanks. You can stop looking. We fixed the door. Yeah, it doesn't come off the track anymore.
I'll believe that when I see it.
You ready for the test, Alf?
Ready.
10, 9, 8, 7.
You don't have to count down. You're not sending up a rocket.
Well, you made us forget where we were.
7. Thank you. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
How's that?
Wonderful. It didn't come off the track.
How could it? The whole closet moved.
You don't like it that way?
No, I don't.
I guess there's just no pleasing some people. Come on, let's move it back.
Lisa, I'll explain it to you once more. A computer is like a brain, except that it works electronically.
You mean not the way my brain works?
No, I don't think there's anything that works quite like that.
Thank you.
Now, a computer can solve complicated equations in seconds.
Excuse us.
We're not interrupting a summit meeting, are we?
No.
Closet door's working.
Good.
Yeah, it falls off just like it used to.
What good is that?
Well, you didn't want the closet to move.
No, I didn't.
Well, you can't have both.
Look, all I want is a closet that doesn't move and a door that doesn't fall off when you open it.
That's all he says.
Mr. Douglas, when I was in the closet working just before I bopped you with a hammer, you were talking about computers.
Well, what about them?
Do they really work?
Of course.
Would you lend me $18?
What has that got to do with it?
Lend it to her.
I'm not going to lend her anything.
Well, then I can't get married.
Is that what you wanted the $18 for? A big wedding?
No, it's to find a husband.
In my experience, there are very few good $18 husbands. Mr. Douglas was a $600 job.
What do you mean I was a six?
That's how much the dress cost that I hooked you with.
You paid $600 for... Well, there was nothing to it. There was just a... Oh.
I don't want the money for a dress. $18 is what they charge for Cupid's computer.
Cupid's computer? What is that?
It's kind of a Lonely Hearts Club with transistors.
Oh, you mean one of those places where they use a computer to find you a mate?
Their motto is, we're programmed for love.
Well, who isn't? But how do they do it?
When you see they give you this card and you punch out all the things you know about yourself, like your height, your weight, your age, your likes, your dislikes, what you're looking for in a man, and then they put it in the computer with cards of the opposite sex.
Then what happens?
Well, they put all your information in the computer, and then when a boy's card matches the girl's card, they get married.
Well, that's all right for the cards, but... what about the people?
That's what I meant. They get married.
Just from the cards? You don't have to drop a handkerchief or your special perfume or anything?
No.
Well, that isn't very romantical.
Lisa, the idea is to use a computer to bring two compatible people together.
Sure. And all I need for my half of the compatible is $18.
You got it. Here's 20. Use the other two to buy a marriage license.
Mr. Douglas, you're a dreamboat. Ow! The cheapskate lent me the money!
Of all the...
Oliver, I am surprised at you. You should have never given her the money. That's no way to catch a husband.
Lisa, I did her a favor. How else is a girl like that going to get a husband unless he comes out of a machine?
Well, before there were machines, there were men and women. It worked pretty good without punching holes.
Lisa. There's nothing wrong with finding a husband or wife with a computer. It's all done scientifically.
Love isn't scientific.
Well, maybe it should be. Then all a fellow would have to do is find some girl whose card matched his own and get married. Wouldn't have to go through all that nonsense.
What nonsense?
Oh, you know, bringing her flowers and getting her shoes shined, shaving every time they had a date, lying to her father about how much money he made.
Did you lie to my father about that?
How could I? He had a CPA audit my books.
My father believed in the old-fashioned courtship. It's all the little things that made a girl happy. Like checking up the fellow's bank balance and sending out the engagement ring to be appraised.
Did he do that with that ring I gave you?
Yes. You just passed by $3.
$3?
And that was a close shave you had there, Rodney. The black tan and the red jack.
Thank you.
Lisa, you... What are you doing?
He's playing solitaire.
I know what he's doing.
So why'd you ask?
Why aren't you working?
Ralph left.
Where'd she go?
Where'd you go if you had $18?
I didn't think she'd go today.
What do you expect from a lovesick carpenter?
Well, I...
She better work out for her. If she punches in with some creep, you're gonna have to answer to Mom.
It will work. Why won't it work? Nothing's more accurate than a computer. Banks use them, industry uses them, they even send up rockets with them.
Yeah, but finding a husband for Ralph isn't as easy as any of those.
Oliver, it's not going to work.
It will work.
Would you like to make a small bet? If you and I went through the same computer together, we wouldn't come out together.
Would you like to test that?
Yes, I would.
All right. Here is my $9. Or is yours?
All right, here we are.
Oh, darling, let's not go in. The whole thing is silly.
It's not silly. Now, and if I make my point, you can't back out.
Ooh, my poor darling.
You got some kind of thing about doors?
Ralph.
No names, please. I'm number 924.
Where is your husband?
He hasn't come out of the computer yet. They have to wait till they find a card that matches mine.
Well, while you're waiting, would you mind going home and finishing our bedroom?
Just because I'm into you for $20 doesn't mean I'm your slave.
Yes, may I help you?
We would like to be punched.
Punched?
Well, you know, with the cards.
Oh. Well, Mr. Blisswell will be with you in a few moments. While you're waiting, why don't you look at some of the pictures of the happy couples who were brought together by Cupid's computer?
Thank you.
Well, is that your mother there with a bullfighter?
No, that is not my mother.
Did you want to see me?
Oh, are you the gentleman with the computer?
Yes, I'm Mr. Blisswell.
Well, I'm Oliver Douglas.
How do you do?
I'm Lisa Douglas.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Thank you.
Won't you come in? You sit there, young lady.
Thank you.
And your father can sit over there.
I am not her father. I'm her husband.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't understand. This is a service for single people.
I'll try to explain it to you. My wife doesn't think it's possible for a computer to bring two people together. And I do.
Mrs. Douglas, did you notice the young lady at the desk when you came in?
Yes, but my husband noticed her more.
Well, she happens to be Mrs. Blisswell.
Oh, she's your wife?
Yes. We were brought together by a computer.
But I don't believe that you can find love through electric trains.
Brains? Electronic brain...
Well, whatever they are, we are here to test it.
I see. You're from the police department?
No.
The Better Business Bureau?
No.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. We're running a highly legitimate enterprise here. And through the wonders of science, we've brought together thousands of happy couples. Couples who otherwise would have gone out in life.
You don't have to give us a sales talk. We're already married. All I want to do is run through the computer with my wife to show her that we'll come out together. Now, what do we do first?
You give me $36.
I thought it was 18.
But there are two of you.
Yes, but we're already married. Wouldn't we get a premarital discount? I mean, a discount for being pre... I'll write you a check.
Very well. Now, will each of you fill out one of these forms? They give us the information we need for the computer. We call them Cupid's poop sheet.
What is a poop?
A poop is...
facts about yourself. Name, age, habits, likes, dislikes, education.
Oh, could you back up to the age? Do I have to put that down?
Oh, put down whatever you think is fair. And the computer is programmed to compensate for it.
Oh?
Now, please be honest with all the other answers so that we can get an accurate picture of you for the computer.
I see Mrs. Blisswell is feeding the information to the computer from the forms that you filled out.
You mean she's pooping us through the machine?
That's what she's doing.
And all the data that you have supplied is being digested by the machine. And in a matter of seconds, we will have an electronic profile of you. There you are, Mrs. Douglas. That's you.
How do you know it's me and not my husband?
Pink for a girl. Blue for a boy.
It doesn't have my name on it.
No, this is a code number up here. Your number is 722, and yours is 723.
Then it does work. We came out right next to each other.
Those are just for our files. No names, all numbers. Now then, if you'll just follow me, please. Now, this is our match and mate machine. Now, your card goes in here, 722, along with Mr. 723.
Now what happens?
Now we turn on the machine.
Would you care to try for 2 out of 3?
Lisa.
We are slots apart.
Why, you must have put them in upside down. Try that again.
Why, certainly. I'll make sure that this thing is operating correctly. There you are. And...
You said this machine never makes a mistake.
It doesn't.
Well, if it doesn't, then we must have. It was nice knowing you. Bye.
Lisa! Lisa!
Now, just a moment, sir. You owe me $36.
For what? Breaking up my marriage? Lisa! 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 Lisa, open a door!
I am sorry, 723, but I can't allow any strangers in my bedroom.
I'm not a stranger. I'm your husband.
Then why didn't we fall in the same slot together?
I don't know. Will you forget that machine?
I thought you believed in them.
Well, I changed my mind.
Well, I changed mine. According to the machines, we're incomputable, and we pooped out on different electronicals. Good night.
Lisa! Lisa!
What? That's a nice thing. I come out here to make up with you, and you're trying to hit me.
Oh, no, 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 Lisa. I wasn't going to try to hit you.
Good night.
Oh, Lisa.
Mr. Douglas.
Pepperdink.
What are you talking about?
How come you know the secret sign, but you don't know the password?
Oh, my nose.
The little woman belt you one?
No, I bumped into a door.
Well, that ain't original, but I'll accept it.
Mr. Haney,
I was drawing past here last night, and I heard somebody pounding on the bedroom door, yelling, "Lisa, Lisa." Is that you?
Of course it was me.
Had a little spat, huh?
Well, we...
Come with me. I'm the answer to your problem.
Mr. Haney, I haven't slept all night.
Will tonight. We guarantee it.
Haney's apologizing service?
We make up with your wife.
Mr. Haney, I don't need...
Mr. Douglas, most men are too proud to apologize to their wives, but not me. I do the apologizing for you, and my fee depends on how oily a job the husband requires.
Mr. Haney, I don't...
Now, let's take a simple... You spent all evening looking at Lottie Haskins, and you didn't look at me once type of husband-wife spat. Now, for $3, I show up with this bouquet, which I present to the aggrieved wife with the following apology. Honey, The reason that I was looking at Lottie instead of you is I just couldn't believe that she's that much uglier than you.
Oh, I can see how that'd get you off the hook.
Of course, that's just this simple $3 argument. Now, suppose your wife accuses you of committing a $7 offense.
$7?
A red hair on your lapel. I show up with flowers, with candy, and an Irish setter, which is shedding. And a humble apology for staying out all night hunting jackrabbits.
You must remember that one.
Oliver, where were you last night?
Care to help me answer that for you?
No, I don't.
If it's a blonde hair, I've got a golden retriever and a story about having trouble with the game warden.
You locked the door. I slept on the sofa.
I unlocked it.
You did?
I was just teasing you. I am sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Excuse me, that'll be $6.
Well, what?
Reconciliation. Another fighting couple brought together by the Haney Apologizing Company.
Mr. Haney. Pepperdine.
Huh?
You wouldn't charge a fellow lodge member, would you?
Darling, I like to fight with you. It's such fun to make up.
Yeah, I guess it is.
You like to kiss me?
Sure.
Wait a minute. What's your number?
Will you forget those numbers?
Oh, boy, we're on the road to another good makeup.
Lisa, I don't care what any computer says. You and I are made for each other.
You're the only man for me.
You sure?
Positive.
Will you excuse me?
I mind your seat for you.
Yes?
I'm 468.
You're what?
I'm looking for 722.
Oh, that's me.
We slotted out together.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you.
Likewise. Why, I hope you don't like big weddings.
If you don't mind, 722 is already married to me.
You mean you married my number?
Look, Mac, I had her number long before you did. Now, if you don't mind.
Just a second. You owe me $18.
What for?
Well, that's what it cost me to go to the computer with this false alarm.
Please.
Don't shop. Beat it.
Goodbye. Now, that shows how wrong that machine is. I would have never married a fellow who goes around punching my husband in the nose.
Thanks.
Now, where were we?
I was about to kiss you.
That's right.
Come in.
Howdy doody. I just came by to tell you the good news. I heard from the computer, and I'm getting married.
That's wonderful. Who is he?
He didn't tell me his name, just his number. 723.
723, that's my number.
How did you get in the machine?
Well, I...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A married man slotting out with other women.
Look.
Fine thing I get my transistors all charged up and it turns out to be you.
I'm sorry I disappointed you.
Wait a minute. Would you like to meet a nice, tall, strong fellow with a high number?
Well... What else do you know about him?
Well, he's got a beautiful right cross. And if you hurry, you can catch him. Now, where were we? Oh, yes.
Oh! Sorry!
Thank you. been a film waste presentation, darling.